Right now, too much phosphorus in our lakes and rivers can cause a lot of issues, both for aquatic life and those of us wanting to enjoy the water. And in 2025, new statewide water quality standards will go into effect, putting stricter limits on how much phosphorus can legally make it into our waterways, including from wastewater treatment plants.
That could mean treatment plants need to scale up their technology. The city of La Crosse, for example, estimates that it will need $20 million to upgrade its water wastewater facility to comply with the new rules. Municipalities around the state will need to submit their own compliance plans to the state government by next year.
Wastewater treatment might not be an everyday topic of conversation, but it's an essential service. To better understand how phosphorus can be controlled at treatment plants and elsewhere, we're joined by an expert in the field.
Trina McMahon is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering and bacteriology at UW-Madison. Trina, thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've heard a lot here on the show, actually, about phosphorus coming from non-point sources, things like farm runoff. How big a deal are municipal wastewater supplies when it comes to getting phosphorus into our waterways?
Well, as usual, the answer is that it depends. Of course, it depends on the treatment plan and it depends on the receiving water, so the water body that it's discharging into. I think in general, it's less of a concern for water quality statewide, but there are certain locations where it is much more of a big deal.
Well, I can think of a lot of cities and towns that are right on lakes around Wisconsin, maybe yep. Most of them. I don't know. Is that a situation you tend to look at pretty closely?
There's a few where that might be an issue. I'm in Dane County, and our wastewater treatment plant deliberately does not discharge to the lakes that are in Dane County. It would probably depend on the lake and what other sources of phosphorus may be around the lake, how much agriculture, how many properties have lawns that use fertilizer and that sort of thing.
Before we dig into how wastewater plants treat phosphorus, can you tell us a little bit about the damage done in waterways when there's a lot of phosphorus, regardless of the source of it?
Absolutely. So phosphorus is a critical component of cells. So when algae grow, they need the phosphorus in order to reproduce. And so if you give them more, they will happily reproduce more, which is why we get really serious algae blooms in lakes and other waters that have a lot of phosphorus. So there is a focus on decreasing the amount of phosphorus going into lakes and rivers specifically to control the algae blooms. And in the case of the Mississippi River, Wisconsin has a commitment to reducing the load of phosphorus that goes into the Gulf of Mexico, where we also see serious algae blooms that then cause the famous dead zone. And so the phosphorus really is sort of secondary to the problem that it causes. The algae are the problem, but the phosphorus is almost in every situation the primary control or the primary determinant of how much algae you get.
So less phosphorus, less algae and cyanobacteria, healthier water. Is that path?
Yep.
And now let's get into how communities' wastewater plants remove phosphorus. How do they do it? How does that work?
Well, there's a couple of different options that wastewater treatment plants have, and we characterize them or group them based on whether they're mainly biological, so whether they use microorganisms to remove the phosphorus, or if they use chemicals to remove the phosphorus. And many plants use a combination. So the biological process is cheaper. Some people consider it to be more environmentally friendly because you use fewer chemicals and usually less energy, and you generate less waste. But the biological process often does not remove enough of the phosphorus. So it can remove a lot, but only to a certain amount, a certain level. And then you need to treat the water with chemicals in order to remove the additional phosphorus. And even then, if you need to reduce the phosphorus below the approximate 1 milligram per liter limit or 1 part per million limit, you have to add a filtration system. And so many treatment plants in Wisconsin have a biological process coupled to a chemical process, but without the filtration. And so it's the filters that need to be added to the wastewater treatment plant to reach that lower limit of 0.1 milligrams per liter that often is the largest dollar investment needed to get to that lower standard.
As I understand it, that standard you're talking about will be in full effect in Wisconsin in 2025. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I actually shouldn't comment much on the timing of that because I'm not very familiar with it. I think it may depend also wastewater treatment plant to wastewater treatment plant, because each treatment plant has a permit for discharge that gets renewed at a different time. And so the Wisconsin DNR is gradually, renewing those permits. And each time they renew a permit, the wastewater treatment plant has to potentially meet a different water quality goal.
We're talking to Trina McMahon, Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering and Bacteriology at UW-Madison, about phosphorus in our water and the city and town side of the equation, how phosphorus can be removed at wastewater treatment plants. Trina, phosphorus, when used in agriculture, is pretty helpful stuff, as I understand it. Can we take the phosphorus we remove from the water in a wastewater treatment plant and use it again for a positive purpose?
Absolutely, and this is an active area of research at many universities in collaboration with wastewater treatment plants, including our local treatment plant here in Madison. You can remove the phosphorus chemically, and there are ways to separate the solid material that's produced, and then repurpose that into fertilizer. Of course, we don't need phosphorus fertilizer on many of the land in parts of Wisconsin that already have plenty of phosphorus in the soil. But there are locations that need phosphorus fertilizer, and certainly outside of Wisconsin there are many places that do. And so the concept of shipping the phosphorus out of a watershed and to a place where it's more needed is a very interesting one. Globally, we are anticipating a phosphorus shortage, because in parts of the world where phosphorus is not present in abundance in the soil, it needs to be mined, and the phosphorus rock that is used for that purpose is running out. And so there's this prediction that at some point we're going to be in a crisis state where we don't have enough phosphorus to fertilize the crops that need to feed the world. And so the idea that we could recover it from our waste and eventually, use that to meet the need is a very compelling one. And when we think about sort of waste to resource recovery systems, sort of a more sustainable model for using our elements of our waste to repurpose into useful, needed products.
Now, we've been focusing on wastewater treatment. Can you look at some of the easiest ways, maybe the low-hanging fruit, when it comes to getting phosphorus from agricultural, from farm runoff, and keeping that from getting into waterways?
Yeah, that's a subject that I don't know as much about, but I know that there are what people refer to as best management practices for agricultural runoff, and many of these practices were developed at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the agricultural engineering or biological systems engineering program, and those include things like bioswales, so these are like mounds basically that intercept the water or block the water from going directly into a stream or a river. There are, wetland restoration is a big deal, because the phosphorus can be immobilized by the plants and other biological activity in a wetland. So as we remove or drain wetlands, it exacerbates the problem of phosphorus going directly into the water. Here in Dane County, there are efforts to actually dredge certain waterways that are rich in phosphorus, so dealing with the phosphorus after it's already gotten, away from the farm and is now sort of sitting there in the river waiting for a flood event to deliver it to the lake. So I think the issue with non-point source pollution is that you have to try or implement many different strategies, because it's such a heterogeneous or, different from place to place. And so it depends a lot on what the topography of the farm is and what the river looks like and those sorts of things. Whereas at a wastewater treatment plant, it's usually pretty straightforward of, you have a pipe and there's stuff coming out of the pipe, and you need to reduce that by putting another filter or something on the pipe before it goes, right?
I want to end up with a science nerdy kind of question and looking at the biological part of wastewater treatment when it comes to getting phosphorus out. Who are our biological buddies that help take phosphorus out of the water in this system?
Oh, boy, that's like my favorite subject to talk about in the whole world. We have bacteria that do that job for us. Not very many people know this, but almost all of our sewage in the United States is treated and cleaned up by bacteria. And so there are very special bacteria that store phosphorus inside their cells, so in their bodies. And we, as engineers, have developed processes that help them to maximize that. So we can grow the bacteria in a certain way to sort of convince them to take as much phosphorus out of the water as they can. And again, it's a very specialized group of bacteria, and so many people study those bacteria to find a way to make them store it even better.
And what happens to those bacteria when they're done storing that phosphorus?
Well, bacteria in wastewater treatment plants actually stick together very well, and so if enough of them stick together, they form a chunk. We call them a flock, and they can just settle out of the water or sort of fall out of the water by gravity. And so most wastewater treatment plants just use a big tank, and they hold the bacteria in the tank and keep them still, and then the particles of bacteria settle to the bottom where they can be pumped off and treated separately. And actually, those bacteria can be a very concentrated source of phosphorus into the system that then repurposes the phosphorus for fertilizer. So the biological treatment method is very amenable to the resource recovery or phosphorus recovery strategy for that reason.
Cool. Trina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's like one of my favorite things to talk about. It's very fun.
Trina McMahon is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering and bacteriology at UW-Madison. She was with us to talk about the technology used to remove phosphorus at wastewater treatment plants and other sources like farm fields. New water quality standards going into effect in Wisconsin in 2025 will tighten some of the regulations on phosphorus.